الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين، يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون، في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, tonight being the first night of Ramadan, we should try and feel and sense the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is pouring upon you and I at this moment. The month of Ramadan has begun, therefore the doors of Jannah are now wide open. وَأُغْلِقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمُ. On the other side, the gates and the doors of Jahannam are now completely closed, locked and shut. وَصُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now shackled all the shayateen, all those devils that troubled us for the entire year are now completely shackled and tied, chained. And now it is only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is descending upon you and I. It is only the month of maghfirat and forgiveness when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anticipates and frees a number of souls from the fire of Jahannam. And therefore this month is very, very auspicious, very significant, the most noble, auspicious, significant month in the entire Islamic calendar. And therefore we find from amongst the many fundamental objectives which we should endeavor to achieve in this month, amongst the many objectives is to increase our tilawat, our qiraat, our recitation of the Holy Quran Majid. And we find our pious predecessors, the Aslaf al-Saliheen, they will make a number of khatams in the month of Ramadan to the extent that some scholars of the past would even make two khatams per day, every single day of the month of Ramadan, showing the importance of reciting the Quran in this noble month. But together with that, it is also greatly emphasized to understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to understand the plea of the Quran, the cry of the Quran, the psychology of the Quran. And if you understand the verses of the ayat, the verses and the ayat of the Holy Quran, one will understand that what the Quran is trying to pass on to us. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various verses, Allah takes qasams, Allah swears oaths and different things to show us the importance, the merit of what's coming after the oath. This is like a plea from the side of the Quran. And a very easy way, a very simple way and an easy solution to understand the message of the Quran and to try and focus and try and dedicate ourselves to the Holy Quran Majid and recite the Quran with total tadabbur, contemplating, cogitating over the meanings of the verses, pondering over the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very simple way is to understand the message, or just the crux or the gist of the message of that para that was recited in the Taraweeh Salah. For example, tonight, being the first night of Ramadan, through the fazl and the karam, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you were able to complete 1¼ juz of the Holy Quran. And every verse was so amazing, so beautiful, which carried such a great message for you and I, and had such a profound impact on our hearts. And in this para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed various topics. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed the story of Nabi Musa alayhi salam with great and in-depth detail. Likewise, the story of the Bani Israel, the ummah of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Allah discussed how He has bestowed upon them various forms of ni'mats and bounties. And instead of being appreciative and showing and expressing gratitude for those ni'mats, those bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they made na shukri. They were ungrateful. They were not appreciative for those ni'mats and those bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single verse had such a great lesson for you and I. But from amongst the many topics that were discussed in today's para, right at the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses four groups of people. The very first page of Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim. And thereafter the next two pages, in those three pages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses four groups of people. Number one, the group called Muttaqeen, the people of Taqwa. And this is again the month of Taqwa, the month to adopt Taqwa in our lives. So Allah discusses who are the Muttaqeen, who are the people of Taqwa, who are the people of piety, those who have piety, those who have Taqwa within their hearts. Allah then defines the Muttaqeen. Allah mentions few salient features and qualities of the Muttaqeen. Right at the top, Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The Muttaqeen, the people of Taqwa, are those who have firm conviction and belief, firm belief and faith in all those things of the unseen. They believe in the unseen. They believe in Jannah. They believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the existence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although they have not seen any of these things. And for them Allah has kept a special reward. Therefore Nabi alayhi salam mentions in a hadith, طُوبَى لِمَنْ رَآنِي وَآمَنَ بِهِ. Glad tidings, good news, خُوش خَبَرِي be for that person who has seen me. Thereafter he has brought iman in me. But طُوبَى ثُمَّ طُوبَى ثُمَّ طُوبَى. But more than that, three times more glad tidings. Three times more glad tidings for those who have not seen me, yet they will bring iman in me. Yet they will believe in me. So much more emphasis given. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, one day the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to visit the graveyard called Baqi'ul Gharqad, very near Medina, in Medina Munawwara. And upon entering that Baqi, that graveyard, he then made salam to all those buried in that graveyard. Assalamu alaykum bi ahl al-qubur, wa inna inshaAllah bikum lahiqoon. And then he addressed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum saying, O my beloved Sahaba, O my beloved companions, وَدِدْتُ أَنِّي قَدْ رَأَيْتُ إِخْوَانَنَا. How I wish, how I yearn, how I long, I pine to meet my Muslim brothers, to meet my brothers. Sahaba, the first time they hearing this, they were shocked, amazed. They were taken aback. Ya Rasulullah, أَوَلَسْنَا بِإِخْوَانِكَ. Who are you speaking about? Aren't we your brothers? أَوَلَسْنَا بِإِخْوَانِكَ. We are here in your presence. He says, no, no, بَلَنْتُمْ أَصْحَابِي. You are my Sahaba, you are my companions. Yes, you have some extra virtue and merit over the rest of my ummah. But my true brothers are those who will come after me. They have not seen me, but they will bring iman in me. The gist of this hadith. And then he does not stop there. He continues further. Oh my Sahaba, listen very carefully. وَأَنَا فَرَطُهُمْ عَلَى الْحَوْضِ. وَأَنَا فَرَطُهُمْ عَلَى الْحَوْضِ. I will be anxiously waiting to meet my brothers by the Hawd al-Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. I will wait to quench their thirst from my noble, from my great pond, Hawd al-Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. So the first salient feature of the Muttaqeen, those who believe in the things of the unseen. Those who believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all those things which were informed of via the Quran or ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a second quality of the Muttaqeen, the people of Taqwa and piety. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. After bringing iman, after embracing the faith, they establish their salah. They discharge their salah in the best of manners. They perform their salah with total submission, devotion, concentration before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Fulfilling all the requirements of salah, all the sunnat and mustahabbat, preferable acts of salah. And in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those believers are successful. Who are the successful believers? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who are devoted in their salah, who have total devotion, total submission in the salah. So Allah says the muttaqeen are those who perform the salah in the best of manners. Then the third quality Allah mentions, very briefly we'll discuss the qualities of the muttaqeen. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. This is the definition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, defining the muttaqeen, which we all endeavor to achieve taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the muttaqeen are those who spend very generously, very liberally. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They spend abundantly on the poor, the destitutes, the orphans, the widows. In one hadith, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس. that the paragon of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the most generous of humans who lived on this world. But وَكَانَ أَجْوَدَ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ. His generosity reached the ultimate level. It reached the climax, the pinnacle during the month of Ramadan. He would spend very, very generously in this auspicious month of Ramadan, because this is the month of spending, the month to show our generosity, the month to help the poor, the weak, the destitutes, the orphans, the widows, etc. So Allah says the muttaqeen are those who believe in the things of the unseen. Thereafter, they perform the salah in the best of manners. Then they spend very generously from that which Allah has provided them with in this world. So three qualities of the muttaqeen. Thereafter, Allah mentions a fourth quality. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. The muttaqeen, people of taqwa and piety, are those who have firm belief and conviction. Those who believe in all the books and scriptures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe in all the messengers and all those books that were revealed upon the various anbiya of the past. And lastly, again, Allah says, the fifth quality of the muttaqeen, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. The muttaqeen, people of taqwa, are those who have firm conviction, who have firm yaqeen, that one day or the other, they will have to move from this world. They will have to leave this world. They will have to move to the year after. They will have to face and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Akhirat is a reality. The year after is a reality. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salam mentions in a hadith, الْكَيِّسُ مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمُوتِ. That a wise person, an intelligent man, is that person who reckons his soul, who reprimands his soul, who takes account of all his a'mal, all his deeds, all his actions. Like how a businessman does stock taking every month to every term, a wise person is that believer who does stock taking of his a'mal, who checks on his a'mal, he checks on his a'mal, he makes sure whether he is progressing every day or not. That is a true believer. So Allah says the muttaqeen are those who believe in the things of the unseen. Thereafter they perform their salah in the best of manners. And then they spend very generously. And they believe in all the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having firm conviction in the existence of the day of Qiyamah. That one day or the other, they will have to stand for accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first group spoken about in the Quran, who are the muttaqeen. Allah defines the muttaqeen, the people of taqwa. Thereafter in the second page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses very briefly the kafirin, the second group, the disbelievers, those who disbelieve in the existence and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember, if you warn the disbelievers or not, whether you warn them or not, it will not make any difference to their life. They will never believe. Thereafter Allah mentions the reason why. And this is a very great lesson for you and I. Allah says, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةً. They have reached such a level in their life that Allah has now sealed their hearts. Allah has now put a seal upon their hearts. Therefore, the celestial light of Iman and Hidayat will never penetrate their hearts. They will never believe. The nur of Iman can never enter their hearts. And ulama and scholars write, when a person engages in sin, and he transgresses the limits, and he exceeds the bounds, and he persists in sin, and in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if he continues in this manner, he reaches such a time in his life, that Allah now decides that this person now, his heart will be blocked. His heart will be covered. How many bayans he can hear? He can continue listening to bayans, talks, advices. This will never benefit him. Because Allah puts a seal upon the hearts. So may Allah protect us from sinning, transgressing and violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lest we also become such. Allah forbid. Allah should not put a seal upon our hearts. So the second group, Allah speaks about the kafirin, the disbelievers. Allah says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will never believe in you. They will never take heed because Allah has sealed their hearts. Allah has sealed their hearing, their eyesight. Thereafter, discussing the muttaqeen, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed the kafirin. The next two groups, both are groups of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, those who pretended to be as Muslims, but they concealed kufr and disbelief in their hearts. Amongst the munafiqeen and hypocrites are those munafiqeen, those hypocrites who embraced the faith, some light of iman entered their hearts. Some spark of iman, some flame of iman was kindled in their hearts. And then they extinguished that flame and that nur of iman by going back to kufr, disbelief and shirk. So they embraced the faith, or they came closer towards Islam and the Muslims, and they went back towards the disbelievers. And the outcome was that they left this world in a condition that they disbelieved in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second group of munafiqeen, the second group of hypocrites, which is also spoken about in the third page of the Quran, are those hypocrites who are all the time on the fence, sometimes towards the believers, sometimes towards the disbelievers. مُذَبْذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ لَا إِلَى هَؤُلَى وَلَا إِلَى هَؤُلَى. Wherever they find more benefit, then they go closer towards those people. So the outcome of both groups of munafiqeen, both groups of hypocrites, that they will enter Jahannam and they will remain forever and ever in Jahannam. May Allah protect one and all. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed the muttaqeen. Allah defined the muttaqeen. Thereafter Allah warned us of the kafirin. And then more severe than the kafirin are the munafiqeen, the hypocrites who pretend to be Muslims, but they conceal disbelief in their heart. And Nabi alayhi salam mentions in a hadith, Alamatul munafiqi thalath, إذا حدث كذب وإذا وعد أخلف وإذا أتمن خان. A munafiq, what is the sign of a munafiq? What is the sign of a hypocrite? That person, whenever he speaks, lies emerge from his mouth. Whenever he speaks lies. Whenever he promises, he betrays the person. He's not loyal, he's not faithful. He goes against his promise. And lastly, a munafiq is that person, وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانٍ. Whenever he's entrusted to keep some secret, to keep some belonging, to keep some money or some wealth, خَانَ. He deceives the person who has trusted him. He's not faithful to the person. This is the sign of a munafiq. So we should take heed. These signs should not become apparent in us as Muslims. Nabi alayhi salam says that person is a munafiq, even though he claims to be a Muslim. He may claim to be a Muslim. It may seem that this person is a Muslim, but in reality he is a munafiq, who has these qualities of speaking lies, betraying people, deceiving people. These are the qualities and the salient features of munafiqeen. May Allah protect one and all. May Allah grant us the qualities of the muttaqeen. May Allah help us inculcate and adopt taqwa in our lives in this auspicious month of Ramadan. May Allah grant us a fruitful, blessed month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.